Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. I can't even say it as well as him. He's got a great voice. But he took my line. But I'll say it again. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me...
It's Bonnie. It's Bonnie.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks for being here. We've been talking about this article from metro.co.uk about a father who has taken to homeschooling his kids and teaches them about guns and Bitcoin. So he's developed his own unlearn and relearn curriculum for his children, and he believes that, to him, school is daycare. It's a place where adults take the babies while they worry about adult life. He says, I'm not a huge fan of the school system statewide or on a national level. And there's some pictures of him with his kids, and they're holding guns, and it's all very cute. I think they do a whole lot to dilute the mental progression of our children. I agree with this guy. I think they do a whole lot to dilute the mental progression of our children.
I agree.
When you take children and you put them in groups of, you know, 15 to 50, and you make them do things like all stand up and pledge allegiance to a flag for liberty and justice for all. Now, just imagine, just substitute for a minute, if you will, any other entity than the United States of America and the flag, right? I pledge allegiance to the store that is called Walmart and to the low, low prices for which they stand. One nation getting discounts, you know, with shopping carts and parking lots for all, right? What's going to happen after 12 years of that? Well,
we couldn't live without Walmart. What are you talking about? What would we do for stores if we didn't have Walmart?
Yeah, you can't get rid of Walmart. Who would build the shopping centers if it wasn't for Walmart?
That would destroy everyone's jobs.
So at any rate, this man goes on to say, so I think it's absolutely a necessity that we take teaching our children into our own hands. Defending his firearms training, he added, my curriculum includes guns because violence can take place anywhere in the world at any given moment. I'm a firm believer that if you have guns in your house, an educated mind is a far greater thing than a wondering mind. Asked about guns, Derica, who loves Jim and has her own lucky bullet, said, if somebody was trying to kill me, or if somebody is trying to kill my father or my mom or my sisters or anybody that's my family members, I would shoot them. If somebody broke into my house, I would shoot them. She and Derek III can load and fire Glocks, Mac 11s, and even an Uzi submachine gun.
I can't do any of that.
I can load a Glock. It's fine. I don't own an Uzi submachine gun. Otherwise, I would know how to, you know, do that as well. But, you know, it doesn't matter. This guy is absolutely correct. An educated mind is a far better thing to have when it comes to guns and gun safety than somebody who hasn't been taught a thing.
That's just like what we've learned with alcohol. There's been studies that have proven that, like, other countries that have a lower alcohol age usually have less alcohol-related deaths and, you know, alcohol problems where people are drinking every single day and, like, you know, alcoholics, because they, at a young age, were like, oh, this is alcohol. Oh, this is what it does. Okay, well, that's cool. Instead of being like, oh, my God, I can't wait till I'm 21 and I get to try my first beer.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it's about and you're, you know, it's just, like, exciting because you're not allowed to mess with it and stuff.
Well, in public schools, as late as, I want to say, the 1950s, actually taught firearm safety, firearms training in public schools. You could bring your rifle to school with you because on, you know, Wednesday you had rifle safety and rifle training day in gym class.
One thing that is weird that I had in my school in Utah, I went to school the last year in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
We had part of our gym was shooting arrows. Like, we had arrows.
Archery, yes.
And that almost never happens anymore. Like, everybody else I know that went to school in Texas is like, wait, you got to shoot arrows at school? And I was like, it was crazy.
Yeah, we did have archery in gym class in my middle school, I believe eighth grade. So it was the last, you know, before you go to high school or whatever. And it was fun. Everybody loved it. It was great. Compound bows and, like, safety and, you know, how to fire properly and how to, you know, what kind of stance to have and, like, the gloves and the weird things that you have to wear to get the grip properly to get them to fly straight. It was great.
That was, like, the one part of gym class was actually fun for me, but it's really hard. Like, it looks so simple. Like, oh, you just pull it back and shoot it straight forward. No, it's, like, super hard.
All right, so switching gears now, the overriding topic for me tonight has been Bitcoin and guns. This from the Washington Free Beacon. Cryptocurrency seeks to lure firearms companies amid the threat that banks will cut off the gun industry. With the looming threat that the financial industry may shut its doors to the gun industry, a Utah man, speaking of Utah, is hoping that his cryptocurrency geared toward purchasing firearms will take off. Since Democrats took full control of government last month, a proposed rule that would protect businesses such as the firearms industry has been scuttled, opening the possibility that companies will see their financial services cut off. Rob McNeely, a Second Amendment supporter, created the Universal Settlement Coin, or the TUSE. It's a cryptocurrency that focuses on providing the firearms industry with a tool that would allow gun stores and firearm-related manufacturers to provide goods and services completely outside of the banking industry.
That's just one reason that...
I'm sorry. That is great.
That's awesome. That's just one reason that we don't need an institution like the banking institution controlled by the government that is allowed to determine who gets to use what mediums of exchange and, like, what businesses get to use the only approved medium of exchange. That's insane. Like, I don't know, if anybody who is behind that, then they're basically saying that the government gets to choose what businesses exist and don't.
Yes, they absolutely do. Cryptocurrencies are increasingly seen as a viable alternative for purchasing goods. They exist completely outside of the banking system, which allows stores, suppliers, and customers to make transactions that cannot be cut off by banks worried about their reputation. The primary reason for getting cut off of services, right? It's all about reputation. Earlier this week, Tesla announced that it would start accepting Bitcoin, joining such companies as Microsoft, Home Depot, and Starbucks in accepting cryptocurrencies. McNeely created the currency 3 years ago in response to Operation Choke Point. This was an Obama administration policy which increased scrutiny on banks that did business with the firearms industry and caused many to cut ties with the industry completely. Though Operation Choke Point was ended in the first months of the Trump administration, many banks continued to deny services to the firearms industry due to pressure from gun control activists. This same exact thing, by the way, happens at least in Washington State, if not in every state that has legalized both medicinal and recreational marijuana. The banks will not bank their businesses. They just will not give them banking services. These businesses, while highly successful, we're talking about the growers, we're talking about the distributors, and we're talking about the retailers, have to deal in cash far more frequently than any other business, which makes them a higher risk target for things like robbery, right? Because they can't bank in a traditional way. Now, I've been waiting for the marijuana industry in general to take up some sort of a cryptocurrency as a way for them to do exactly what this guy is proposing to do for guns with his cryptocurrency. The technology already exists. They just need to start dealing with it at all three levels of their business. With marijuana, it's the growing and the distribution and then the retail. And with guns, it would be ammunition, it would be manufacturing, distribution, and also retail.
And who is to say that it's not okay for somebody who created some code that people find value in to sell that, or, you know, to use that to exchange for things that the banks don't want to mess with?
It's just a better way of communicating value where you don't have to have any third party involved to say, oh, you must use our particular form of communication of value. More.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is the call-in radio talk show broadcast live called Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
We've been talking about this article from the Free Beacon that says cryptocurrency seeks to lure firearms companies amid the threat that banks will cut off the gun industry. It's not an idle threat. One impacted company was Spike Tactical, a Florida gun manufacturer that was told by its bank to find services elsewhere and was cut off by e-commerce provider Shopify. Cole Lelou, the company's CEO, said, accepting cryptocurrency helps mitigate the threat of future disruptions.
Wow, that's so honestly funny that they said, find help elsewhere, and then they're laughing like, haha, there is no elsewhere, or no banks are going to service you. And then, yeah, well, guess what? There's already a solution to that. It's called Bitcoin, peer-to-peer cash.
Joke's on you, banks. He goes on to say, I'd urge a lot of the gun companies to look at crypto, Lelou said. McNeely says his currency is especially suited for use in brick-and-mortar gun stores due to stable transaction fees and easy transfers. But cryptocurrency still has a long way to go in becoming the go-to currency for gun transactions. Mark Olivia, Director of Public Affairs at the National Shooting Sports Foundation, said the use of cryptocurrency isn't something his organization is focused on. We're focused on eliminating the banking discrimination policies that were allowed to remain in place when the Biden administration paused the Fair Access Banking Rule from publication, Olivia told the Free Beacon.
Well, they're going to have a rude awakening when they realize they can't just change the bank's mind about this, and they really just need to hop on the Bitcoin train. Well, Bitcoin
cryptocurrency.
Cash. Yeah, crypto.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
That's so stupid. We're just going to negotiate with these terrorists, and instead of using this tool that perfectly solves the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good God, you just lit another fuse in my head, man. this gun guy down here in Florida that started accepting crypto.
Yep.
The devil will always double down, and that's going to be their downfall, these libtards. They have no gun etiquette, gun safety, and therefore they always shoot themselves in the foot.
so to speak.
What I was thinking about earlier was, and not only this guy that's homeschooling his kids, but people's memories are so short. Just before World War II started, Great Britain had disarmed the entire island.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Bobbies only carried sticks.
Yep, and they ran around and yelled things like, stop, or I'll yell stop again.
And the whistles are going to stop you, right? But so anyway, when World War II started, they were begging us for anything that would throw a hunk of lead. And it might come down to that here. I mean, don't throw away your front stuffers, because powder and ball might tell it all.
Yeah, indeed. And, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Pat. I know somebody was telling me the other day that you can get the vintage-style firearms, that is the front loads, as Pat is speaking of, without going through an agency like an FFL and that kind of a thing. I found that interesting. Because, you know, old school technology, while vintage, is still functional. It's like,
is this a gun?
Yeah, yeah. So vintage firearms, right? So front load, think of flint and flintlocks and that kind of a thing, right? Old school, Revolutionary War style, where they had to like load, you know, some beads and firepower in through the front and like stuff it down before they could fire one time.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I found that interesting. Let's move on to, is it June calling from Virginia?
Jill.
Oh, Jill. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Pretty well.
What's on your mind?
I'm calling about these executive orders that are put out. What in the world is that? I thought laws were supposed to be passed by the legislature, and there was discussion, and some of them would vote for and some of them would vote against, and that would be passed. And maybe the governor would veto it, and then maybe his veto would be sustained, and maybe it would be overridden, and then eventually it would become a law. Now what? Now what when the chief executive just say, I'm issuing an executive order, how can they do that?
Well, it's easy. They pick up a pen and a piece of paper. They write words down on that piece of paper, and then they tell the people in law enforcement to make it so. And because the people in law enforcement have all the guns, other people, that's us, the citizens, just go along with it because, well, the people in charge said to.
Yep, and I think that if enough people were just resisting and not complying with the mask mandates and all the other executive orders, then they would have no power because you're right, the executive branches of states have just been completely stepping on the legislative branches and there's just no checks and balances there. The checks could have been the citizens saying, yeah, we're not going to follow that. And leave us alone.
It's turned the president into literally a tyrant because he has issued more executive orders than any other previous president. Seems like every new new president issues more executive orders than the previous one. And it's also created governors as micro tyrants of their states because they've sort of given themselves the power to write these executive orders. I'm not sure how it all played out, Jill.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous to me. It doesn't seem constitutional.
Oh, I'm sure that it's not. And, hey, thank you for the call tonight, Jill. We appreciate you. I don't know who started it, but, like, in politics, it's always a monkey-see, monkey-do thing. One governor gets away with, issuing one executive order, and the next thing you know, all 50 governors are issuing executive orders because they're like, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And how they did it, whatever paperwork they filed and however, it remains a mystery to me because I don't follow the minutiae of politics because I already know it's a farce and they're going to do whatever they want to do.
I think whoever started it was the person whoever started government because it's a fact that power corrupts and this is exactly where it would lead to. If you give people power over other people, it's just going to keep getting greater and greater and greater and people aren't going to be like, oh, let me give back some of this power. I'm the governor and I could exert this power, but instead I'm just going to not. That never happens. Instead, they only take more and more and more and more.
I had teased this at the first segment of tonight's program, but this is from futurism.com. You can now 3D print an entire semi-automatic rifle at home. That's right. You can now print a 3D, you can now 3D print an entire semi-automatic rifle at home. The total cost, including the 3D printer, is about $350 U.S.
That's not that expensive.
Not at all. And considering, like, if you want to go buy one of these, it's like around double that, I think, or maybe $700 or something like that.
Well, can you print the ammo?
I don't know if you can print the ammo yet, but I would be willing to bet somebody's working on that design already. This says 3D printed guns or functional firearms that can be mostly or entirely manufactured at home with a 3D printer are getting more sophisticated and more dangerous. For a long time, 3D printed guns were still quite slapdash. Fairly homemade handguns would break apart after firing once, and they served as more as a symbolic middle finger to government firearm regulations than an actual threat. But all that is about to change as they're getting steadily more advanced. We'll talk more about this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This week, Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP senator's proposal does just that without an extra burden on the working class.
Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency at the border in his state this week, deploying 250 National Guard troops to assist with controlling the flow of illegal border crossings. He also called on President Biden to declare a national emergency, which would open up more federal resources for guarding the border. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says the declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that it would send a direct message to the cartels.
Well, the first thing it does is it sends a message. It sends a message that we're sharing the oath of office, just like our governor did. I applaud Governor Ducey for what he's doing to work with my county and others to secure and protect our citizens and our state. The President Biden, I told Secretary Mayorkas this week, that if he would prioritize the southwest border and all our borders to include, send a message that the border is closed for illegal activity, because the only ones that's exploiting this is the cartels. So we need the president to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in and listening, everybody. This is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that you want to. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Captain's Gemini twin, Bonnie.
Ooh, you've given away our astrological signs. Now everybody's going to rush to their astrological websites and apps that they go to and go, Gemini's hosting radio shows.
They're going to find out if they're compatible with us.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, if you do that, then perhaps you could also consider joining a whole bunch of liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground, located in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and that no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. And I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around a bunch of other freedom-loving folks here in New Hampshire. And you don't have to be from New Hampshire. People come from all over the globe, all over the United States, all from Canada, Mexico. Yeah, I mean, people really come from all over for these types of things. So you can also connect with other attendees there, or you can go to forkfest.party, where you can find the unofficial Telegram chat room and the unofficial forums. Again, links to those can be found at forkfest.party. Mark your calendars for June 28th through July 4th. We hope to see you there. I've been talking about this article from Futurism.com where it says, now a prominent 3D printed gun community plans to unveil the designs for a functional upgraded assault rifle early this year. Now, this was published on February 17th.
Oh, so, yeah. So has it been published yet? That's interesting.
That is a good question. I don't have the answer to that, at least in this article, but it's a great question. If you have some internet in front of you and want to look it up, feel free.
I hope the people didn't suicide themselves before they could release it.
Yeah, that's always a risk. The group called Deterrence Dispensed has an online community of thousands to which it shares gun blueprints and step-by-step instructions on how to build them, alongside lists of recommended printers and parts. Aside from those flimsy handguns, the group also designed a functional assault rifle called the FGC9. Now, that's an acronym for the crude moniker F Gun Control 9mm, and you'll have to fill in the blank for that first F word there, which only costs about $100 to make with the recommended $250 printer for a total cost starting around $350. Most chilling? The gun is totally legal. Its barrel is made of metal, meaning it can be spotted by metal detectors, which is one of the technicalities that prevents the technology from being banned outright. According to Slate, but aside from that, these weapons are untraceable and allow people to circumvent other regulations like background checks, especially in countries with tighter gun control than the United States.
Well, what will we know about people's ex-wives' opinions on them before they get a gun?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just like doing that.
You're mean.
You're doing
it. I'm not mean. That's not mean.
You do a poor impression.
Bonnie. Well, the best I can do with my voice.
What's on your mind tonight, David?
Oh, we can't talk about that. We get thrown off the air.
All right. What would you like to talk about? You gave me a topic when I screened you.
Oh, yeah, Parental Alienation Awareness Day tomorrow, the 15th annual worldwide, tomorrow, let's see, Sunday, April 25th.
Now, when I was a kid, I was really good at alienating my parents from me because, well, you know, I could be annoying when I wanted to. Is that what you're talking about? What is Parental Alienation Awareness?
Yes, it's the jig is up. As of tomorrow, everybody in the world will be aware that you did that to your parents, Captain.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just blabbed it over national radio, so, you know, most of them will be aware already.
Right. Oh, you know what I should do? I should just, they say it so much better than I do. There's last time I was on one of you, I think it was Aria, asked for a website. I gave one website, so here's another one. It's PAAO and then USA.org, and that is Parental Alienation Awareness, and then what's the A for? I forget. It'll come up here in a second. They have a mission statement, one paragraph.
Couldn't say that word
right. And it says it so much better than I can, and then everybody will know what parental alienation is.
Here, I've got it right here, David. Parental alienation, simply put, occurs when one parent turns a child against the other parent and his or her family. I've been through that many times. Parental alienation manifests as the systematic denigration of one parent by the other with the intent of disrupting what would otherwise be a loving parent-child bond. This behavior can accompany high-conflict marriages, but most often accompanies family separation or divorce, particularly where legal action is involved. Whether verbal or not, the behavior causes the child to be mentally manipulated or bullied into believing a loving parent is the cause of all their problems and or an enemy to be feared, hated, disrespected, and avoided. I've experienced this as a child myself, David.
Yes, and I think many, 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 many other people have it. Looking at what I've seen on the Internet, like Facebook groups and such, over the last 10 years, I would estimate that there are, it's in the tens of thousands of people in the United States, and probably or possibly in the hundreds of thousands of people in the United States alone that have been affected by this. And if any people listening to us, when you read that description, they probably started to remember things in their own lives, not necessarily to them specifically, but to a friend or another family member that was involved in where, especially where there's a divorce or a separation, mm-hmm. where the children lost contact or were kicked out of the lives, blocked from the lives of one parent or the other, or it happens to grandparents as well.
Oh,
when
yeah.
there's a divorce. All the time, you know, one set of grandparents might continue to have contact with their grandchildren, and the other set of grandparents are completely kicked out of the lives of that child, depending on how the divorce went.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, that it's not just, you know, the direct parents of the child, but also the extended family.
It sounds like a symptom of people who have control issues, which is kind of the symptom that creates most problems in the world. Like a mom who doesn't like the dad, if they don't have like a really good reason to, and they're telling the kids that they shouldn't like the dad either. That's just a control issue. Like, you have issues.
And so I just want to make sure, David, Parental Alienation Awareness Day is tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, tomorrow, April 25th, and it's every year, and I'm not positive whether it's always April 25th or if it's always on the, you know, third or fourth Sunday or whatever that is.
Sure.
I'm not positive of that.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, thanks for the call and bringing this up. I'm sure many folks will find it very interesting, and we do appreciate you, of course. It is a very manipulative when one parent tries to make the other parent out to be this evil, no good person who's the cause of all of your troubles and all of your problems. It wreaks hell on a child's mind because they don't want to believe that. They shouldn't have to believe that, and parents shouldn't do that to their children. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The final segment of the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. We are here 7 days a week, by the way, Monday through Friday. That's not 7 days a week. Monday.
Yeah, we're
7 days
every
a week.
Day.
7 to 10. I don't it's been a long day for me. At any rate, if you've missed any of our live programming that you'd like to hear again, you can find our archives over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this radio program and you like the hosts, you like the articles, you like the guests, you like the content, you enjoy talk from the perspective of peace, prosperity, freedom, and liberty, then please consider becoming an amplifier of this program. You can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, or A-M-P, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And I want to thank Dan Krafzig tonight. He is a gold-level amplifier, which means I think he gives $10 a month. Is it 15? I don't remember what the gold level is. But he gives more than the minimum we ask for is $5. That's the silver level. There's some perks for the different levels. So if you give 5 or 10 or 50 or whatever it is, there's some little perks that you get, including an amplifier-only Facebook page and things of that nature. You can go find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. The money goes directly to getting this program on more radio stations. We're currently on about 200 or so radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 or even more radio stations. It's all up to you. Amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Dan Krafzig for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Just to wrap up this article from the futurism.com about the 3D printed semi-automatic gun. with the upgraded FGC9 expected within the next few months. Again, this was written in February, so I don't know if it's out yet or not, but we'll keep an eye on this. It stands to reason that these homemade guns will only become more prevalent in society. There's no signs of things stopping, pseudonymous FGC9 designer Ivan told Slate. Projects are only getting more and more ambitious. So again, you can now 3D print an entire semi-automatic rifle at home. The total cost, including the 3D printer, is around $350. So, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Josie calling from Richmond. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you? I have a lot of things to tell you. I'm not a computer person, but I do have learned a few things. And one of them is an anti-vaccine attorney named Gregory Glazer. He was on the Caravan to Midnight, and he was quite good. I don't do computers, but his website is informedconsent.com.
Oh, I've heard of this
Gregory
site.
Glazer. He might be a very good guest on your show.
Well, thank you.
For about the vaccines and all that sort of thing. Everybody's saying, and nobody is saying a word about how to build up your immunity. And since I'm much older, I will tell you as an older person, even though I'm not a doctor, I've learned a few things on the holistic field.
Okay.
And one of the things is that when you can't taste or feel or smell, that indicates very clearly you don't have enough zinc.
Wow.
A zinc deficiency,
so
okay.
You lack, and the zinc is one of the important things when they take the hydroxychloroquine, when you take it with zinc to raise your immune system. Now, I take the D3, and that's something you need to test for, and your numbers should be between 50 and 80. You don't want too much.
What is the D3? So just for our listeners, what is the D3?
Vitamin D3.
Okay, gotcha.
And so you get a little finger stick and a doctor in the box. Any doctor will tell you what their numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are too low, oddly enough, and so their immune system is low.
One thing that's really interesting about vitamin D is your body physically can't make enough of it by itself. It makes it by eating food with vitamin D in it or the sun, nothing else.
Absolutely. It's a sunshine vitamin, but most of us live indoors too much. The darker your skin, the more it doesn't penetrate. So those with dark skin may be more aware. Oh, by the way, the linking verb... Smell and taste. You were talking about not smelling or taste. It's a linking verb, so it doesn't say the rose smells sweetly. It just smells sweet. It's one time you don't need an L-Y after.
Very nice.
I've forgotten the phrase you used, but anyway, I just throw that in.
Hey, I want to say, but before you go on, Josie, I just want to say thank you for calling in and talking about this, because it's been one of my pet peeves about... we'll call it the system, whether it's the medical system or the government system, that nobody is talking about how to fortify your immune system.
Amen.
And so I thank you in advance. Go ahead, continue.
Not ever on the TV and maybe a little bit on the radio, but I would just say that going back to guns you've talked about,
mm-hmm.
I was the first woman on a... William and Mary rifle team, and that might be ever, it may not, I'm not sure, I don't know how you would probably go on an internet for that, but
nice.
When the publicity came out about it, this was in 1957, the Women's Athletic Association, not the men's, we had had three meets and were about to go to VMI and have a match against them. And the Women's Athletic Association had me kicked off the team. So, you know, you talk about the girls running who are boys, really, beating all the girls because their muscles and so on are men's muscles, even though they claim to be a girl. Well, here I was. It's the reverse. I was a woman. It was not a contact sport. Nobody said it was a men's team. And the Women's Athletic Association said, and, you know, William Mary doesn't want to own up to it.
Yeah.
So I sent them all of the publicity that came out in the Richmond Times Dispatch with a full-page picture and so forth. And it came out also in the NRA had a small thing. in it, and the Sports Illustrated had the picture and the publicity. So I don't know how they could deny it, but they sure don't want to admit it.
Well, that's
William
awesome.
And Mary. So I don't know about the other schools, but I think I might have been the only first woman on any rifle team in the country. That's a question. Not sure about that.
Did public schools teach rifling when you were coming up through school?
We had, the boys could, they had guns that they could go hunting on the weekends and so on. That was all done in mostly the boys' dorms. I never did.
Okay.
I just went with a team. And I liked the idea of being able to shoot against another team sport. I was looking forward to receiving my William & Mary letter.
Sure.
Well, only at that time, only men could get a team letter. And they had a special dance. Only the lettermen could invite their dates.
Oh, right, they were called lettermen.
And I would be able to do the same and invite a boy to the letterman dance. But, they had me kicked off before that could happen.
Wow.
So that's that story.
There's so many things that older people have told me about that, like older women have told me about that, like, I couldn't do this back when I was your age, and I couldn't I couldn't open a bank account without a husband and that type of stuff that I didn't know. That's really interesting. Almost makes me want to buy a gun.
Well, yeah. And besides, these days you don't know what's going to happen with the policeman, so you better have some means of protection.
Indeed. Hey, Josie, thank you so much for the call. Call back anytime. We appreciate you calling into Free Talk Live. Have a great night.
I just thought that the information would be helpful about the disease and how to build your immune system. And once you've done that, you don't have to worry about the mask, which don't work, or the any of the – unless if you do happen to get a mild case, but you don't want to have a lot of white bread and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All those prepared foods and – go to Dr. Joel Wallach's website on criticalhealthnews.com. He is talking about the gluten that makes your immune system down also. That's another part of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Josie. You have a great night. What a great call. So many people are not talking about how to fortify your immune system, like particularly with the COVID and all that kind of thing.
Yep, I know gluten inflames your brain, and inflammation is bad for your immune system, which is why turmeric is great for you because it reduces inflammation.
We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.